Blog Talk Radio.
Maria Xavier, your host at colorpeople.net, our blog talk radio show tonight, February 26, 2012 already. It is 5:30 p.m. Central Time, 3:30 Pacific, and 6:30 Eastern Time. We have tonight a very special show, a very exciting show. We have two very special people to me. Our co-host today is a member of our network, also a member of the famous band War, and that's Chuck Barber. He's been with the band since 1997, and he's a percussionist, and he's joining me as a member of colorpeople.net to help me welcome another member of the network I'm so proud of, which is the tenor sax man, Mr. Hulon Creighton. I'd like to welcome you, Hulon. How are you tonight?
I am ecstatic. Thank you for inviting me to be here.
It is my pleasure. I'm so happy to have you. I'm so excited with your success. You're such a beautiful spirit, and I'm so excited to have you as an artist and as a person here on our show. And of course, we have Chuck Barber, my co-host, who not only is a fabulous percussionist, but also has written a beautiful book called Dear Shango, and also has a school of carnival samba, teaching young children drums and how to dance, a big influence in their lives, and also a beautiful person. So I'm very honored to have him with us tonight. How are you doing, Chuck?
Thank you very much. Wonderful, Tanya Maria. Wonderful to be here. And I want to say hello to my brother. How are you doing?
Hey, outstanding. Thank you so very much. It's an honor to be talking with you.
Oh, it's my honor. It's my pleasure, definitely.
Awesome.
So,
go ahead, Chuck. I'll let you get started.
Okay. Well, let's listen to some music. His CD is slamming.
Let's just cut to the chase, huh? Well, you know, I'm going to talk to Hulon a little bit about his life, but since you mentioned, why not just go ahead and play Cisco Kid, which is, of course, a war tune that Hulon did in his first album, which was First Impressions, that was released in 2010. And so let's go ahead and listen to that, and then we'll come back. How about that? So I'd like to welcome everybody from chat, from the network, everybody online. Thank you for being with us. We have a great show, and let's get the show on the road. Q-Lon released his debut album, First Impressions, via Premier Music Group, owned by his son, Q-Lon E. Creighton II, in 2010. And the album peaked at 25 on the Billboard Smooth Jazz chart in April of 2010. First Impressions was produced by noted smooth jazz artist Jaf Kashua of the Ripping Tons. Did I pronounce his name right, Q-Lon?
It's Jaf Kashua.
Kashua. I always say Kashua. Kashua. It's my Brazilian accent. I always blame that on my Brazilian accent. But anyway, Kashua, thank you. And it included 8 original songs co-written by Kashua and Q-Lon, and also features a cover of the song The Cisco Kid we just heard by War. And the song Sax on the Beach served as the album's first single and reached 16 on the smoothjazz.com top 50 in the chart, and was featured on the noted jazz website All About Jazz. And in addition, he received national and international airplay at terrestrial and online radio, and Dr. Goodfoot served as the album's second single. Now Q-Lon has the fabulous second release, which was just now released February 7th. It's still fresh off the press. The name of the album is After Hours, and it has 11 tracks that includes vocal and instrumental versions of the 1977 Heatwave classic, Always and Forever, and 8 originals penned by Kashua that plays to Q-Lon's strengths as a soulful balladeer. And here we are back with Chuck Barber, the percussionist for the group War that we love so much, and, of course, Mr. Dr., the jazz man, Q-Lon Creighton. Q-Lon, tell me why the choice for Cisco Kid on your first album?
Kashua is a great writer and great friend. And what I do is basically I give him the things that I feel. And it's almost like an autobiography where somebody takes your words and writes a whole novel out of it. And he has that ability to be able to do that. And he has the ability to be able to take, you know, my strengths. This was a song that I remember back from my youth. I can remember what I was doing and who I was with at the time the song came out, and I can't say much more about that.
It brings back. That's not the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, so I can't really say that on the air, but it brings back great memories, and it brings it back to a very special time in my life.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, it's amazing. And is that pedal steel guitar on that?
Yes, it is. And
that's was that your idea?
No, that was Kashua's idea. And that the guy who was playing that was the fabulous Alan Hines, who is a world class guitarist. He is amazing.
Wow. Yeah, that was an interesting choice. I like that.
Well, thank you. Well, like I said earlier at the end, I hope I did you proud.
Yeah, Howard Scott was the one that actually wrote the tune, so I'll have to definitely let him listen to it, and he'll let you know, because he's probably a little bit more critical since he actually wrote the tune. But,
sure.
But I loved it. I thought it was great.
Well, you have to take things and make them your own. Otherwise, if everything sounded the same, what would be the point? So
yeah,
let's take
exactly.
And throw your own individual flavor into it and make it yours. That's
yeah.
What I attempted
yeah.
to do.
You have to own it.
And since I'm putting myself out there as a smooth jazz, I'm going to take things and make a little twist on that, and you're going to hear that even more on the second CD.
Yeah.
Now, Q-Lon, I'm sorry, Chuck, you're going to say something?
No, I was going to say, well, it sounded great.
It does. As a matter of fact, I have somebody in chat, Lassandra. Hi, Lassandra. Thank you for having you here with us. She said, Cisco Kid is a great choice. One simply cannot listen to it without moving. you have to groove to it. It's smooth. It's a great groove. So thank you both.
Thank you, Aslan
and Chuck. All right. Well, as I always like to get to know our guests a little better, Hulon, I'm just curious. I know you were born in Milwaukee, and you are a football fan. You played football, college football. You like sports cars and cigars. But I want to take you back a little further and ask you, what were your influences growing up with your family, musically speaking or artistically speaking in general?
There was actually no one in my immediate family that was a musician. My uncle played trumpet years and years ago while in college. I really didn't grow up with any active musical influence in my family. My mother did try to get me involved in music at a young age, and in grade school I ended up getting signed for a violin class. And in grade school I wasn't that disciplined. And I think within a week or so, I came out of that and really didn't touch another musical instrument at all until I went to college. And probably about my third year, my college roommate introduced me to the saxophone because he played sax. And he basically taught me which end of the horn to blow into. And the rest of it sort of did on my own. I really never went through any formal musical classes until most recently. I started doing an online course with Berklee trying to take my playing to the next level. But basically that was it as far as my introduction to music through any close relative. I grew up listening to a lot of greats, you know, Grover Washington, David Sanborn, and, you know, Paul Desmond, a lot of people who I tried to emulate. So most of the time I spent playing in my bedroom, just listening to their music and trying to match their sound.
All right. Now, you mentioned the bass. When did you learn to play the bass?
Pardon me?
Okay, I'm getting a little interference there. I was asking you, when did you learn to play the bass?
I never really did. I bought a bass guitar. I think I was about 16, 17 years old. I saved my money to buy this bass guitar, which was really my first love. It took me probably about a month to earn the money to buy it. But I ended up taking it back within a week or so because I was so guilty about the amount of money that I spent. And I went back to the shop and got my money, but I never really got a chance to explore it. Hoping to be able to do that at some point in time, go back and play bass. But I never really got a chance to play it.
Okay, I'm getting a lot of noise in the background. I'm not sure if that's just static or if it's Chuck dropping things. Is that you, Chuck?
No, it's not me. That is not me. Although I am working.
I'm just picking on you.
Yeah,
okay,
well, can do that. She's my cousin, so she can do that.
Oh, okay. Now the plot thickens, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, tell me, first of all, let me get this out of the way early on the show. The number to call, if you'd like to say hello to Hulon or to myself or to Chuck, our number is area code 949-209-2956. Again, the number is 949-209-2956. And I will take calls in about 20 minutes or so. The other thing I like to let you all know is check out Hulon's music. It's everywhere, Amazon, iTunes. You can also go to Hulon.com, Hulon.com. Also, if you want to download his music, purchase his music directly from his website, you can go to Hulon.spin.com. like it's been a record, shop.com. And Hilon also has a blog. I don't know where he finds time to do everything he does, but we're going to find out as we go along tonight. But his blog is HilonJazz.com. Now, Hilon, I'd like to ask about your connection with the On-Call Band and how did that come about, and how long did you play with the band, and who are your band members now?
Well, the On-Call Band, believe it or not, was originally a bunch of doctors. And that's where the name came from, because we never could make practice because someone at one point in time was always on call and couldn't make it to a practice. And so that'd be a great name. I said, let's just call ourselves the On-Call Band. And one of our original theme songs that we played was a Norman Brown tune called 24/7. We just thought that was appropriate for a group of doctors, you know, on call 24/7, being our theme song. And that's how it all started. I'm the only physician that's remaining in the group, primarily because I probably have more time than the rest of the guys. I'm a rheumatologist. You know, my problems, I deal primarily with people with arthritis. And there really aren't a whole lot of emergencies or after-hours work that's required in what I do. And so I have probably more free time than the average physician. But that's how we all got started. Hello?
Yep. Hello?
Oh, yeah, did I lose somebody?
I'm here. I have this thing that I have to break away from. I always mute my line to get rid of noise, okay. And I forget to unmute, and I'm talking to myself here. I apologize for that. I was asking, how long did you play with the band?
Oh, I'm still with my band. Now, the guys that are on the CD, however, are not my band members. They're Kashua's musicians. But I still play with my band here locally.
Right. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck, feel free to interject anytime. You are welcome to participate. Don't be shy.
Yeah, I'm just listening to the brother. I really appreciate the process, you know, because it's amazing to me how people get to where they are. And the steps or the influences that kind of kind of guide them along their path to their musical journey. So I was just enjoying it. You know, I mean, all of us have sat in our rooms and put on our favorite artists and tried to emulate them at one time or another. I mean, that's like learning how to play your instrument 101, you know.
Right. You know, what's really amazing is I really did not start off with the intent of ever becoming a professional musician. You know, my wife had all along told me to never quit my day job. And so, she said, don't get any ideas. But, you know, this music started really was the intent of just creating a jingle. You know, being a rheumatologist and arthritis doctor, I said, I was thinking about advertising. So I'm thinking about a jingle to promote my business. And James Brown, Get on the Good Foot. I said, wow, that's a great theme. You know, people with arthritis who couldn't get up, who can now get up and dance and move around. Because I've had patients like who, you know, one day they come in a wheelchair, next thing you know, they're up dancing, turning flips. I said, Get on the good foot. That's a great feeling. And that's where Dr. Goodfoot was born. I said, well, I first started off just trying to make it a jingle. And I said, well, let's try to make this a song that the band can play. Because, again, I was just thinking advertising. And so I came up with the idea and then contacted Kashua, and we wrote a couple of tunes out. And I said, I like that, and let's go with that. And then, you know, I really thought that was going to be it. I was just going to write the jingle, and I was going to be done. But my wife suddenly, very subtly, came up to me and says, well, you're not going to stop there, are you? I says, what do you mean? I said, you are going to complete this album. I said, are you sure that's what you want? And I had to call the kids in and ask them to be witnesses. Mom's giving me permission to go ahead and do this. You all hear this, right? And that's actually how it happened. And, boy, I didn't realize it. And then Dr. Goodfoot went to number two on the independent charts. I said, well, I guess I got a music career getting started here. So that's how it all started. It really was not with any intent to become a musician at the time.
That's a great story.
It is. It's very, you know, you're good at what you do. You are, and sometimes that's all it takes is being at the right place at the right time, having a great idea, and just it all falls in place. Now, Dr. Goodfoot being on the first CD, we'll talk a little bit more about the second CD. I did have you mentioned the musicians that are Kashua's musician, and we have Dave Hooper on the drums and Alan Hines. Or forgive me if I mispronounced his name, Hines, thank you. Guitar, Melvin Davis, bass, and Bill Heller, keyboard.
Right.
And so these were all part of the first CD, First Impressions, and they were brought back for the second CD. Let's take a break there. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
Bill Heller actually plays keyboards with the Riffingtons. And Melvin Davis plays with Gerald Albright and Kurt Taylor one day. So really world-class musicians.
Absolutely. It's a fabulous CD. Let's take a quick break. There's so many great songs on After Hours. I remember when I first got the CD and I played it, and it just takes you on a journey. It takes you, of course, we have a Grammy Award winner that collaborated in the CD, and I'm trying to find the song. What was the song? Hulon. I'm trying to find it here on my CD. The vocal.
Jeffrey McBride or Howard Hewitt.
Hewitt.
Yeah, that's the 2 in the morning.
Oh, exactly. So there's some really great songs. Of course, I don't want to give away the CD, so we just picked a few songs to play. We don't want to do that. We want everybody to go out there and buy it. But I will play one of the songs that I absolutely love, of course, is the title song. And we'll be right back. This is After Hours with Hulon Creighton.
Thank you. Hey there. This is Big Trigger, the host and producer of Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, and you are currently listening to ColorPeople.net, a multicultural artistic network.
We are back. The show is sponsored by DaughterNature.com, an online gift store providing gift items to consumers and retailers, and by HealthRoads.net with a wonderful product called Zeal for Life. And check out our sponsors when you have a chance. And I am Tanya Maria, your host of ColoredPeople.net, and tonight we have the talented sax player, tenor sax man, Hugh Lawn, and co-host Chuck Barber, percussionist for the famous group War. And what we just heard was track number 4 of Hugh Lawn's brand new release, February 7th new release, called After Hours. And the song that I was mentioning was 2 in the Morning, Howard Hewitt, the Grammy Award winner. That's track 1. Track 2 is Taking My Time. Track 3 is Always and Forever. And track 5, Step by Step. 6, Sticky Trickuation. 7 is Second Opinion. 8 is Back Step. 9 is one of my favorites, Do You Feel Me? 10, I Love, we're going to play that, Speakeasy. Again, the instrumental version of Always and Forever. 12, You're Beautiful. I love that song, You're Beautiful. Hugh Lawn, tell me about the creative process to write all the, come up with all these songs. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, just like Dr. Goodfoot was a medical spin, so was a Second Opinion. And so that's one of the things that I get involved with is Second Opinions a lot. So that's where that one was birthed from. The other, you know, they're Always and Forever. I think of the prototypic romantic song, and I can't think of anybody who's a more romantic singer than Luther Vandross. And I wanted to be able to capture that feeling. Of course, I had to put my own little spin on that too. But I've always loved Luther. And ironically, how this came about, while I was doing some recording with Kashua, I started singing the song. I don't know what possessed me to start singing while Jeff was fixing up his computer, what we were getting ready to do. And he just sort of turned around and looked at me and crossed his arm with a very inquisitive look. He said, you need to do that song. Matter of fact, you need to sing that song. You know, no one's ever told me that they thought I had a good voice. And so that just really came spontaneous because that was a song that I just loved. But, of course, I wasn't prepared to throw my vocal skills out there. I decided to get somebody else that's got a little more experience than me. And matter of fact, the fellow who's singing this song was just on TV last week. He was on The Voice, Mr. Jeffrey McBride. And he picked Christina Aguilera and is going to be on her team. And he's a phenomenal fella, and he's local, and I actually met him while he was singing at one of the local bars. That's about how a lot of that was born.
And Chuck, go ahead.
No, it's a great tune, and, you know, obviously the way you were singing it definitely caught his attention to the point where, you know, it's like you hear something and you say, you know what, that song deserves another listen. You know, we should see whether or not we can do the song justice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hugh Lawn, let me ask you, how long did it take for you to get the second album together and finished?
Well, as my musical abilities improved, the recording process went a lot faster. And studio playing is a world different than live playing, and it's a different. Akash had to put me on a very steep learning curve, and he taught me a lot about studio recording, and actually taught me a lot about playing in general. I would say that most of this album was done weekend. Which is incredibly fast.
Wow.
I remember the first time I stepped in a studio not knowing anything about doing studio recording. One song took me 8 hours to do. talk about exhausting, back pain, leg pain, mind fatigue and everything. But as my knowledge improved and my skill improved, everything went a lot faster, and literally that album was born out of 2 weekends worth of work. Now the 2 a.m. took a little more work because it took more coordination with Lenny Kravitz's horn section and with Howard Hewitt, so a little more coordination. And I actually had to fly to another studio in New York to do that one. So that one was more of a coordinating issue. So that one took longer, but the vast majority of the album was completed over a couple of weekends.
Wow, that is amazing. I'm here while you're talking. I'm thinking about your family. You know, you've been a rheumatologist for over 20 years. That alone, I'm sure, takes a lot of your time, although you're not so much on call like you were mentioning it, but you know, you have one daughter and 2 sons, and I saw you at the Grammys with your wife. Tell me about how 2 questions for you. How did that affect your family? You know, your the newfound success that you have. Of course, you have a successful practice now, your musical career, and then share with us a little bit about the Grammys, your experience there with your family.
Well, you know, my wife will remind me when I'm spending too much time outside of the home and remind me that I need to be home. She lets me do this, and she lets me grow and enjoy. Most of the recording and playing I do here at home, so it doesn't take me too far out. So I actually have a little studio at the house where I do most of my practicing. And so far, I'm not really a road musician as of yet because she, again, won't let me quit the day job. yeah, she's very tight on that, very stern on that, but that's okay. But at one point in time, I hope to be able to do more and maybe travel more and play elsewhere outside of Florida. But if it wasn't for my family's involvement, I couldn't do this at all. I mean, without my wife's support, without my son's musical knowledge and knowledge of the industry, none of this would be possible. So this really is a family effort when we do it all together. So that makes it amazing. As far as the Grammys, I would have never had an opportunity to go if it had not been for my publicist who made it possible. And it was an experience like no other. You would ever think that you could be around that many people of such stature and influence. It was amazing. I was walking on cloud nine. I had a chance to run into Malcolm Jamal, Warner, and Ice-T. And, you know, You just visualize yourself. I'm a dreamer, you know, and I said, one day I want to be here, and this is, what do I have to do to get here? And it creates more dreams for me as far as what I want to do and where I want to go and what I want to accomplish.
Right. Well, 2 things that come to mind. One is very special that your label is run by your son, Premier Music Group. So that's really special to have that as part of the family, part of the involvement in the process of what you're doing. And what I really admire about you, Yulon, is your, you know, all the activities and all the visions and everything that you do is family-centered, even though, you know, it may people may see it as like you're all over the place, but in reality, it's really a lot of it is all within the family. So
right.
we'll talk about that in a little bit. But you mentioned your publicist, and I have to thank Chip Schuessman from Miles High Productions for making this possible, for setting up this interview, your publicist and everybody there. Great team. So I wanted to make sure I do mention them and thank them for making this possible.
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. Let's listen to another song. I love CTV. Tell me how fun was recording that. And I don't know, I think I'm losing you a little bit, Helon. I don't know if your earpiece is giving you static. Do you hear any static on your end?
No, I hear you fine.
Okay. Tell me about recording Speakeasy, because I love that song.
That is a song that is just so cool. And you listen to the song, and all of a sudden, you think you're back in the 1930s. You think Prohibition times. You think Pink Panther. You think about people in the three-piece suits and chains. And it's just one of those so cool tunes. And the name, I think, is apropos speaking, because it gives you that same sort of feeling for that time. And it really makes you think about Pink Panther, gangsters, and all those other things that go along with it. That was a cool song to record. Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
I'm still here.
I'm here. We're going to listen to Speakeasy, and that's by Helon Creighton. We'll be right back.
Thank you. this is Janice B. of Stinky Face Music, and you're tuned into ColorPeople.net on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. This is ColorPeople.net on Blog Talk Radio. ColorPeople.net is a multicultural artistic network. And Janice B. will be with us March 18th. You just heard her. She is also a member of the network, and she has a brand new album called My Life, and she will be with us talking about her new project. With us tonight, we have the tenor sax man, Huon, smooth sax player, and, of course, Chuck Barber, our co-host, the percussionist for War. Chuck, what's coming up with War? New gigs coming up? Share with us for a brief moment.
Well, we just got back from doing the blues cruise, and it left out of Fort Lauderdale for Puerto Rico and St. Croix and St. Martin with Taj and Betty Lavette, who I had some time to spend some time with. She's great. And then looking forward, we've got some things coming up in May. We're going to be in Vegas, actually, in May, around, I want to say the 26th of May, for the Funk Fest in Vegas. And we're also going to do Cinco de Mayo. And that's probably either in Modesto or L.A.
Okay.
So, you know, we've got some things coming up.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And that's Chuck Barber, ladies and gentlemen, percussionist for War, the original Lowriders. And back to Huon. Huon, it's been such a blessing to have you. I've read so much about you, you know, since I ran across you online and watched your first CD come out and driving down the streets of Houston, Texas, and turned the radio on. KCOH, and there you were.
All right.
I almost fell out. I was like, oh my gosh, this is Huon. I love it. He's on the radio and I'm listening to him. And he's a member of my network.
Oh, it's incredible. I love that story.
Isn't it awesome? It's so awesome. And how do you feel with all this? You know, like you said, it was just meant to be a little jingle, and now look what you done did, Huon. How does it feel?
All I can say is that God has a plan for me. I don't know what it is, but the doors that He's opened for me have been simply amazing. I don't know how far it will go. I just give the glory to God and just enjoy the ride while I can. It's on the other side of cool.
You know, when you were speaking just now, it made me think of the scripture, you know, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall man give unto your bosom. And I look at Creighton Corporation, and I just want to share briefly with our listeners, for those of you who do not know, you know, Creighton is not only clearly a very talented saxophone player. He, as he mentioned, he's been a rheumatologist for 20 years. But he is a philanthropist, and his corporation comprises of consultation and representation, filming, film production, health and fitness, real estate leasing, property management, event management, suppliers, education and support, employment and staffing, distribution, placement, advertising, animal care, and the list of underdevelopment websites and businesses is endless. And your vision is so uplifting and encouraging for everything that you and your family do. But what really touched me of everything is your Creighton University, which is gives out grants to children for or young ones for college. Tell us about that, please, and how that came about, and how that's going, and what other plans you have for your future.
Right now, we have I have two endowed scholarships. The first one is at Florida State University, which I set up probably about 5 years ago. And it was set aside to help underprivileged and minorities who want to go to college and eventually go into medicine. I did not realize at the time that that was the first scholarship ever earmarked at Florida State University for minority students in their 100 plus years. And so that really blew me away. I couldn't figure out why I was getting all this publicity or press. Well, that was the reason why. So that's something that caught me completely by surprise. And so I feel an honor beyond belief to be able to provide that. And I also have a scholarship also for where I went to undergraduate school at Lincoln University, again, for underprivileged students. You know, it's my duty and I feel my obligation to be able to help those behind me, because you remember more by what you leave behind than what you do. And somebody at one point in time reached down and for me when I was in the midst of despair, not knowing where my life was going. And I feel I owe that to someone else. And God has blessed me with so much, and I feel I need to do even more, not for myself, but for others.
Amen, amen. You are, and your wife and your family, your sons, just bless you all. Continued success to you. And it's an honor to know you. It's an honor to have you as part of my vision. And, you know, and anything that I can be of service, which is the operative word here, is to serve. You know, just know that I would be more than honored to be a part of your vision as well.
Noah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I'll make sure I want to keep our lines of communication open at all times.
Amen. What's upcoming with, I think there's something coming up May 10th. I've seen that on your website. I'm not sure what else you have cooking that you can share with us.
Yeah, May 10th, 11th, and 12th, we're going to be playing at Pineapple Willie's here in Panama City. My schedule is light this year purposefully because I'm studying for my recertification boards for my day job. So I got to put my focus on that first. And after I get that, then I plan on doing more playing. But I got to take care of the day job first.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Hulon.com. You can purchase his music on Amazon and iTunes. You can also visit Hulon.finshop, spin like spinning a record, shop.com, and Hulon's blog, HulonJazz.com. I'd like to play one more song that I absolutely love, and when we get back, we will say goodbye and share some final thoughts. I'd like to thank all of you for being with us tonight. But before we say our goodbyes, let's listen to one more beautiful tune by Hugh Long. This is called You Are Beautiful. The musicians are Hugh Long, tenor sax, of course, Jeff Koshua on keyboard. You Are Beautiful. tonight we were honored to have Q-Lon, the tenor sax man, and Chuck Barber with the group War, percussionist. Chuck, do you have any final thoughts?
No, like I said, your journey has definitely brought you to the place that you're at right now. So definitely enjoy the ride and, you know, continue doing what you're doing because, you know, you really got your head on straight. So that's really cool. And it's wonderful to hear people who are still enthusiastic about music.
Well, thank you so very much. And my wife makes sure that I stay humble and grounded. I can thank her for that.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure. It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Tony Maria, for allowing me to be a part of this.
And Chuck, I certainly hope to be able to get a chance to meet you in person one of these days and maybe have you on one of my albums as well.
Well, if we're ever around, I'd be on it.
That'd be my pleasure.
Thank you. And Q-Lon, do you have any final thoughts before we say goodnight?
I just want to thank you for your support. Thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity. And just like Cisco Kid reminded me of a place and time, and I remember what I was doing and the emotions that I felt at that time, I hope that one of these days that one of my songs evokes the same response and emotion in someone else, and they can remember that time when one of Q-Lon's songs came on and it brings back memories and a passion deep in their heart. And I hope that it strikes someone else the same.
Thank you. Your music is indeed inspiring. Your light comes through. And thank you for leaving this for posterity because it will be with us forever and ever. So that's the beauty of creating, you know, the gift of being able to create. So thank you so much. And, well, let's stay connected. And definitely I will continue to promote your music. And thank you for promoting the show. I've seen you retweeting some of my tweets, and that would tickle me to death. I really appreciate you helping promote the show. So thank you very much.
You are so welcome. I'm a big supporter of yours.
All right. Well, my regards to your wife and to your family. A big hug to you. And much success. Continued success. And to all of you that were with us tonight, thank you so much for your support. Come back March 18th. That's our next show with Janice B. And as we say goodbye, I will leave you with Do You Feel Me by Q. So thank you, gentlemen, and good night, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.